Hi, everybody. This is Ken McCarthy, and on the line with me today is Ben Moskal. Ben, are you there?
I'm here, Ken. Hello, everybody.
Great. Thanks for taking some time on a Saturday to come in. I hope everybody had a chance to listen to the interview that I did with Ben a couple of weeks ago. If you didn't, let me tell you where you can find it after this call. You can always go to thesystemblog.com, thesystemblog.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's something about faculty interviews. And if you click on that, you will see lots and lots and lots of interviews with system faculty members, system grads, friends of the system. And they all actually seem to be, everybody seems to be in that category actually on that list. But this year, Ben is going to be a faculty member, and he's going to be talking about his business, which is affiliate marketing. And we're actually going to talk about that on the call as well. For those of you who may not know us or don't know much about us, my name is Ken McCarthy, and I've been doing internet marketing seminars since 1994. And yes, you heard correct. That's 16 years of doing this, and that was actually the first web marketing seminar ever. We put it on in San Francisco with Mark Andreessen and a lot of other pioneers of internet marketing. And things like this, teleseminars, gosh, we were doing that back in 1999. And except for Corey Rudel, and there may have been a few others, but I don't think there were many. I'm not even sure Corey was doing teleseminars. I'm sure he wasn't doing live teleseminars. We were the first to convey internet marketing information via this medium. So if you've ever tuned into a teleseminar, you're kind of doing something that we got rolling years ago. And our primary method of marketing, and it's been this way from the beginning, and we continue to do it today, which is to just get our best stuff and put it out there. And our hope is that people will hear it and use it and benefit from it and realize that in this whole world of internet marketing experts, there really is a difference between different sources of information. And it's just a good marketing idea for everybody. You know, if you want to attract more customers, give something away for free that's really good, and make sure it is really good, not just a puff piece or a promotion for something else. The system seminar is held every year, and we do it in Chicago. And this year, it's going to be on. I just got a phone call, so I got to turn that phone off. It's going to be on April 9th through April 11th. And we'd love it if you're there. Hey, but, you know, whether you come or not, here's the key. Take advantage of all these free calls. And actually, Ben's kind of a poster child, you know, in a sense, right, for the idea of using the free calls. Some of you may already know the story, but really quickly, Ben listened to our free calls and used the free information to get his business to the point where he was able to quit his salary job and go into internet marketing full time. It's so anyway, that so you two, I really think, and that was our plan. Our plan was, hey, not everybody's ready to jump in feet first, and not everybody's ready to come to a system seminar, but everybody is ready to get something useful that they can put into application right now. And so that's how we design the calls, and that's how this call is designed. So here's, and Ben, just want to make sure you're still with us technically.
I'm still here, Ken.
Okay, excellent. Okay, now here's how this is going to work. We've got some advanced technology courtesy of freeconferencing.com, and you are going to be able to get yourself in a line to ask a question. If you have a question to ask, push *6, and that will show me that you've got a question. And then at some point, it is first come, first served. I will unmute you, and you'll be able to ask your question to Ben or me. Okay, we got one already. And that's Kevin. And this is amazing. By the way, this is an amazing system, guys. If you need conferencing, teleconferencing software, go to freeconferencing.com. I don't know how they're able to give this away for free. It's as sophisticated as I've ever seen. And we've got some questions, so let's get rolling. I'm going to unmute our first caller, and the thing here says Kevin. We'll see if that actually is Kevin on the line.
Yes.
Hey, is this Kevin?
Yes, it is. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin.
Great. The system works. I don't know if anybody was on the last call, but we were doing the shout-out. Hey, if you have a question, shout your name out really loud, and we'll just write down whoever we hear first. So now this is a little more civilized. So, Kevin, what's up? What's your question?
Well, first off, hey, thanks so much for offering this. It's a great opportunity for guys like me to learn from true experts, so I appreciate it. My question is in regards to affiliate marketing. I'm relatively new to the game, even though I have a long time experience online marketing. What I'm really having trouble figuring out is the best way to approach advertisers that I'm currently an affiliate for, as far as renegotiating, commissions or payments or any kind of commission. I basically don't understand when I should do it, how I should do it, and how do I know, if I have the if I'm performing in a manner that warrants me asking for a higher commission.
Gotcha. Well, you've come to the right place. This is one of Ben's specialties. Ben, take it away.
Okay. Yeah. So, Kevin, great question. And honestly, for me, I know for a lot of affiliates, getting that performance boost, that payout increase, or maybe some VIP treatment, is a lot of times the tipping point between a campaign that's just kind of profitable and one that's amazingly profitable, because there's just so many benefits of forming more of a close relationship with the advertiser. let me ask you a few questions right now. Do you have any in-house relationships with the advertiser, or are you using the networks for the advertisers you do want to negotiate with?
Well, currently I'm with about 10 different advertisers. Half of them are in-house, and half of them are with networks. And I'd say that half of them I have very good relationships that I've had display advertising. I've went from display advertising to affiliate performance-based, and it's been much more successful for us. So I do know very well about half the companies and the managers who manage the affiliate program.
Okay, excellent. That's a really great start. The way that I've done it, and really, I've had a couple of successes where we've literally doubled our income, is you basically put a proposal together, and you kind of, if you can feel out their sweet spot as far as maybe your affiliate manager or the marketing manager has some sort of a quota that they need to meet, I usually try to fill out their sweet spot first. For instance, we had a credit card we were promoting, and I knew what my affiliate manager's quota was, and I knew, kind of where we needed to be to get there. So I said, look, here's what we've done the past 6 months. Here's a six-month snapshot of where we started, where we've come, and if you can give me, X payout, I can get you here. So we've always had the best success by dangling a carrot as far as what an increased payout will do for them, and make it all about them. And we've had almost 100% success negotiating that. another tip that we've had real good luck with is if they won't just agree to like a flat payout increase, maybe you're getting 20, you want 40, or so forth. Another great way to do it is pitch on a tier, structure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you kind of shoot for the stars there, and you say, well, if I reach 100 sales a month, you pay me X. If I reach 200, pay me Y. And that's another great way that they usually bite on something like that, and it gives you the incentive to get there.
Sure, I see. Well, yeah, hey, that's good advice. And as far as when you approach, and it sounds like I should negotiate these things as early as possible in the relationship. Is that correct?
I would go with some history. Say, look, this is where I started. And, that was 3 months ago. I would say if you've got, three or 6 months worth of history
mm-hmm.
with them, that's probably enough history to approach them with that.
Okay.
And, a great opener on that is, hey, I think we can send some more sales your way. I want to discuss that with you.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, that sounds good. And do you ever threaten to walk away? Do you have to have that in your holster?
Yeah, you know, if you've got a good competitor, that's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's usually like a real raw spot for them, is if they've got one or two, you know, competitors that they know you could switch your links over to right away.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely, you know, make some subtle hints about that, because, you know, you're doing the work of getting the traffic, and if someone's willing to pay you more and converse just as well, you know, that's definitely a good way to go. And a lot of times it's not all about the payout too. You can also negotiate for some other VIP stuff, like, you know, asking for a super cookie, so that your cookie outlasts, you know, some of the other affiliates,
mm-hmm.
or more frequent payments. That's another thing you can ask for. So these are all just things to maybe throw in the whole package, and then if they come back and say, well, you know, if they kind of bluff you, you can say, well, listen, I'll drop the super cookie if you can give me the payout. So that way you're, you know, negotiation tips, you're conceding something, but you're getting what you really want.
Sure. Well, boy, hey, that's great advice. I'll certainly put that all to good use, and I appreciate you taking the time to field my question.
Absolutely. Yeah, good luck with that.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Ben and Ken.
Oh, you're welcome. Yep. Great question. All right, let's see if this system works, and we'll push this button and see if it brings our next caller up. No, didn't see it, but I can do it manually. Okay. Our next caller, is it Thomas?
Yes.
Hey, well, welcome.
Thank you. I have a question here with regards to list building. I've been building some lists, but I don't really have a relationship with a list, meaning that I built them through a squeeze page, so it's kind of a cold list. And I'm trying to see the best methods to market to them. Like, should I stay with focus on one product, or, you know, just hit them with multiple, like CPA, ClickBank, or physical?
Okay.
Have you found that, should you just send them multiple offers all the time, kind of hammer them with stuff, or should I just kind of focus on just one product in particular?
Gotcha.
Ben,
I may take a swing at this one. What do you think?
I just said I'll let you field this one. This is,
okay.
This is your thing.
Okay. Very important principle about a list for everybody. You know, the list is who's on it and how many people are on it. But the other element is your relationship with the list. So just it's good to be gathering a list, right? It's better to be gathering one than not gathering one. So that's a huge advance. But the other dimension is this is a relationship thing. We call it a list, and you know, for practical purposes, we deal with it like it's a list. But what it really is you know, this your relationship with the list members, but also their perception of you, and that influences a lot of things. Like, number one, will they even open your email, which is huge. I mean, I've said this before, but it can't be said too often. I know guys with 100,000, supposedly 100,000 people on their list, that list responds worse than a list with 1,000 people on it. So size is not the only important factor. So relationships can determine how many people open it, how many people read it, how many people believe what it is you're saying, how many people click, and then how many people after they click are likely to make a purchase. So there's a lot of you know, things that are strongly influenced by that relationship. So you mentioned that you got these names from a squeeze page, which is fine. What did you offer them for them to give you your name and address?
Different free reports, free video, answer to a question.
Great. Okay. Great. So you know, classic opt-in strategy. Here's something valuable. Let me send it to you, and oh, by the way, where do I send it? You know, what kind of follow-up have you done so far with these folks?
Well, I have been sending them to various CPA and ClickBank offers. So, really, my dilemma is whether, you know, some of these markets are not something where I really want to build a relationship, but you know, everyone's telling me to build a list. So I'm kind of wondering if I should just, you know, I write an article or I do a video, you know, do I want that name? Is it that valuable to me, or should I just send them right to the product? You know,
well,
direct
this is,
link to
this,
the product.
This is a strategic question. I think Ben could weigh in on this. I'm biased towards list building, right? That's and part and parcel of that in my mind is relationship building. That's my bias. Now that's just because that's how I like to do it, and I've got experience doing that, and I know how to do it successfully. I think that's the greatest way to go. You know, however, there are plenty of people, and I think Ben, you're one of them, who doesn't necessarily focus so much on list building. And someone said to me, there's many different ways to peel the potato, you know. But one thing that is important about this, what you're doing, and I'm going to ask Ben to talk about this, is you pretty much never want to send somebody straight to an affiliate page. You always want to send them through some other page of your design. And maybe Ben can talk about what I'm talking about and why that's important and how that increases your conversions and your sales and your income.
Right. And, we call it like a pre-sale page or a landing page. And it's it basically just gives it kind of warms up the customer towards making the purchase. So instead of just, you know, hit them over the head with a sledgehammer, trying to get them to take action on something, if you kind of warm them up with some copy, it also gives you a great opportunity to make a unique offer. So, for instance, you know, a lot of the products have, dozens and dozens of, you know, sub-marketing messages that would all work for a single product. You know, if you think about we're promoting leads for a doctor, they do, it's a vein doctor, and there are like a million different unique marketing angles that people are coming in on. You know, some people have varicose veins, other people have spider veins, you know, some people have pain, other people have cosmetic reasons. And what our technique is basically to get real granular and build out landing pages for each specific problem. And so rather than just send them straight to the home site where it's kind of a one-stop shop offer, you know, offering everything to everyone, this is a real specific message to get inside of their head. The other thing I'd like to just weigh in on is you can do both with affiliate marketing. You can build your list and send them straight to your pre-sale page or your sales letter. I've seen a lot of people do it where they do a squeeze page first and then send them straight over to your landing page, which is your confirmation page. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does.
Okay. There's another kind of tech. I don't want to get too technical, but there's another thing that we use is with iframes where you can offer a free report of some kind on your landing page off in the right-hand column. And when they submit their name and their email address, the only thing that refreshes is that small box in the column. So rather than take them off to another page once they've opted in, they're still on your sales letter.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
You know, Ben, it occurs to me we should patent that term pre-sell page.
Pre-sell. I think I heard it from Greg.
Because everybody will be using it like 5 years from now, and like they all invented it. But
I think actually Greg Davis. I think I stole that from him.
Yeah, let's give Greg Davis credit for coining that phrase. Big part of any selling, well, since we're talking about the web selling, is you want to have you want transitions to be as seamless as possible. So in other words, if there's a headline in your email, you want to make sure the text in your email lines up with the headline. You know, you don't want to say, you know, free cable TV, and then they click on they open the email and it's about something that's not really that. That's an unseamless transition, right? And so then you have some text in your email, and they click on the link in your email. You want, when they arrive at whatever page they arrive at, for there to be a seamless transition from the promises and discussion in the email to the page you send them to. And I think part of the problem of sending people right away, and a lot of people do this, you know, they'll put a link on their site, and their visitors will click on it, and they're immediately taken to this other business, right? And that is a non-seamless, unseamless transition. It's like, you know, they're on your site, they're in a certain frame of mind, they're kind of going along, they see a link, they kind of click on it idly, and next thing they're in like this strange place, and they're not really sure how they got there, and they're not sure why they're there, and nobody's helping them. And I think that's where that pre-sell page is great, because it creates a seamless transition from that click to the ultimate destination of where the sale is hopefully going to take place, and you can engineer it just, you know, to warm, you know, and warm people up. And Ben, this makes a huge difference in conversions, right?
Yeah, it's enormous. We've got sometimes we'll test an offer without a pre-sell page just to get some sort of a feel for how well it's going to work. So we just direct link straight to, let's say, a CPA offers application page, you know, the page where the customer is actually filling in the field, maybe a credit card number or giving personal information. And with one offer that we're running now, we've seen between, you know, with a 1% conversion rate without a pre-sell page, and then compared to maybe a 3.5% conversion rate with a pre-sell page with the same type of traffic. Probably one extreme example, but it's enough, you know, across the board, generally speaking, to do a pre-sell page for just about every offer.
Hey, here's something to test, Ben, that I've never thought about before, because I've just been thinking about this issue of, do you go for the name or do you go for the sale? And, you know, fact of life of selling, and I, you know, you hear this and then you forget it and then you're reminded of it again and then you forget it and then you get reminded again. Sell one thing at a time. It's kind of hard to go after building, you know, try to build a list and build affiliate revenue. Because they're not mutually contradictory, but they, you know, if I want someone to be in a sales process, I want to get them to the sales process. I don't want to put any barriers in their way. Ben, I wonder if this is worth testing, that the pre-sell page sells the idea of wherever they're about to be sent, but it asks them, it kind of acts like a squeeze page. Unfortunately, it would be like a second squeeze page that they're encountering. But you know what I'm saying? So let's say it's tooth whitener, you know, teeth whitener.
Right.
Is what you call it.
Okay.
And you know, you've got them to the pre-sell page, and you're talking about how fantastic it is, and you found a great service or a great product, and it's amazing. And you'll send them a free report that, you know, tells, you know, 18 different ways to whiten your teeth for free, you know, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And but just, you know, we just need your name and email, and we'll send it to you. So they do that, and then the thank you page is actually taking them to the offer, the teeth whitening product offer. So you're getting the name, and you're getting the potential of a sale. That's just. But see, even as I say that, I can sense, and in my own mind, wow, that's going to be complicated. You know, it would be just much more straightforward just to either warm them up for the affiliate offer or go for the email. But I do want to say this about emails. If you're going to collect them, and this is this sort of bottom line, if you're going to go through the effort of collecting them, have a strategy to use them. And you use email addresses by having a plan to continuously send them good stuff on the topic of what they originally opted in for. And the reason you want to continually send them good stuff is it's very easy, as everybody knows, not to open an email or delete an email or block an email or unsubscribe. And even though email is free, it's not really free. You've got to put in the kind of the mental energy to make the email enticing enough for them to open it. If you're set up and you're geared to that and you've got the right temperament and you're into it, that's an achievable thing. You know, you kind of become a publisher. You know, you become a minor, you know, whatever the topic is, you become kind of a minor celebrity in that topic. If it's teeth whitening, you're an expert on teeth whitening. If it's credit repair, you're an expert on credit repair. Whatever it happens to be, you're the guy with the good information so that when they see your email in their box, they open it, they read it, they believe it, and they take the actions you suggest.
Right.
And that's how you make a list work. And I would go so far as to say, if you're not geared up to do that, I would just go straight for the affiliate sale. Because, as I said at the beginning, just a name alone, a name and an email address alone really isn't worth much. And it's the relationship that has the value. And then the last thing I'll say about email lists is they rot. In other words, they're like fruit or vegetables. You know, you catch a name today, a month later it's worth less. 6 months later it's worth a whole lot less. And a year later, I mean, you know, it's a miracle if it's responsive at all. So I don't know what you think about that, but I really think you kind of have to figure out who you are, what you like to do, what you're willing to do. And if you're a list kind of person like I am, you work that list. If you're an affiliate person, you work your pre-sale pages and focus on that until you got that down, and then maybe branch out to the other.
Right, exactly. And I know with our list, we've got some lists that we've built up over time, and I've never been able to make the email that the CPA offers provide for you. I've never had any luck with getting those to convert because they're usually real heavy HTML messages. So, for example, on a CPA offer, a lot of times they're just giving you HTML email with no message whatsoever. We usually personalize our email and then, you know, put a text affiliate link in there. I think we even tried once with an HTML message that was just, it didn't even get delivered. You know, it didn't even get out of the box because the spam filters went haywire because there's so much HTML in it.
And yet there are people who, for whatever reason, make those kind of offers work. And so going back to the very, very beginning is like there are many different ways to peel the internet marketing potato. So some guys can make these mass mailing programs work. I can't even dream how to make those things work. But I know how to make lists work, and Ben knows how to make, you know, affiliate sales processes work with the pre-sale page. And then there's other people that are really good at, for whatever reason, they have a knack for AdSense. They're able to generate a lot of revenue that way. So a lot of different ways to peel the potato, and I hope this was a useful answer for you.
Can I just ask one more follow-up to that?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, so say I am collecting leads for something like insurance or dating. So I have the lead. Is there, instead of marketing to them through email, is there someone or that will buy these leads? People talk about lead gen. Who can I sell these leads to?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know of too many companies, you know, CPA networks that would just buy a list of leads flat out. In fact, most of the CPA networks insist on hosting the fields themselves. So on that one, I really can't answer the question. I'm really sorry, but I don't know who would.
If you work through a CPA network, just like Ben said, they want to handle that end of it, and they'll compensate you for the data they get. Because you can understand they've got to make sure that this stuff's legitimate because there's a lot of chicanery out there. So that's how that works. But I do know people that do sell leads directly, and it's a matter of shoe leather, you know, or making phone calls. You know, we have a colleague who, what did he sell, long-term? He sold information on long-term care insurance. Is that what it's called? And he had some great search rankings for some of the mass keywords. He had massive traffic. He offered, you know, really good information on the topic. And then he had a forum. But he developed a personal relationship with a broker in every single state in the union because I think it can't be sold. I think it's a kind of insurance that cannot be sold across state lines. So, you know, he got on the internet and he found, you know, Joe Blow, you know, I sell, you know, long-term care insurance, you know, out of Omaha. And he just picked up the phone and called the guy and said, look, here's what I do. Here's my website. I can send you leads. Tell me what information you need. I'll get the information off my site and I'll send you the lead. What will you pay? And he did it that way. And so, you know, it's going to involve some shoe leather. But the nice thing is once he built that network, he owned that network. And he got, whereas a CPA offer, who knows what the real value of that offer is. I mean, one thing you know for sure is you're not getting 100% of the real value.
Right.
But if you build a network yourself, as laborious as it is, you're going to get 100% of the value. And I think, I mean, you know, everything's changed in the last couple of years, but I think mortgage leads were going for what, like $100 for, you know, for a completely filled out application?
Yeah. I know one company that was buying them for $400.
Holy smokes.
These were really, really qualified leads, but nonetheless, that's what they were going for.
Okay. I mean, so this information, that's a big number. But if you're selling some kind of specialized insurance, that is a very valuable relationship, and I would not be. And again, you have to kind of know the business. It helps a lot if you know the business of whatever it is, whoever it is you're selling leads to. And you know what I would do there? I would just go to the Yellow Pages, call up somebody local, and say, hey, I'm a marketer, and we generate leads, for people in your business. Can I take you to lunch? And the reason I want to do that is I want to make sure that we're providing our lead sources, our lead customers, with everything they need, and maybe you could give me some insight. And it'll probably be the most valuable lunch you ever go to, because then when you're creating your lead structures and you're calling up people later to make deals with them, you already know the business, you know the lingo, you know what their hot buttons are, you know what the real issues are in the business, and you can get right to it. So that's how I would go about that.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks. Okay, we're going to go
Thanks,
to our next. Yeah. And we're going to go to our next caller. And the mess, it says Joseph. Is that correct? Hey, Joe, or let's see, it ends with 0237. 0237?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Yeah, this is Joseph. How you doing?
Hey, good, good. So what's your question today?
I have a question. Is what products would you recommend trying to, as far as ClickBank? I'm trying to learn how to do affiliates as far as ClickBank. I'm a little confused.
Okay. Now, for anybody who may not know, ClickBank is, I don't know, what would you call it, Ben? It's kind of like an Uber catalog, of like millions and zillions of affiliate offers. And
right.
It has some definite advantages in that, for one thing, you can see what the best-selling offers are in any given niche. It's just mm-hmm. very transparent. And it generally makes sense to promote the best-selling offers because something is working about their offer. It also lets you examine lots and lots of niches. Don't they also do – I don't do any ClickBank – we have some weird sites that we've got some ClickBank traffic up, but I don't know. The checks come. I don't even know what we're doing. But I think they pay you, right? Yeah, ClickBank. ClickBank collects the money and then sends you the check?
Ken, to be honest, I stopped using ClickBank about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I just found that the other networks offered, different products and services that just converted so much better than any ClickBank offer that we ever promoted.
Okay.
I also like that, the other networks gave you a longer cookie. I believe with the ClickBank offers, it's they've got to buy right then and there off the click, whereas, with a 30-day cookie, if your customer leaves and then comes back and buys whatever product it is, maybe they wait till they get paid, you still get the credit. That was why I kind of abandoned ClickBank a long time ago.
So ClickBank is one of these cases where they've made it really, really easy for people to use, but it doesn't necessarily have features that are that good.
Yeah, and I can't, I'm not exactly qualified to talk about ClickBank today because I haven't used it in a long time, but I do know of a great resource where they've organized, I think, 140 or so affiliate and CPA networks in one spot, and it tells you a short paragraph about each network and so forth. The website is called affiliateseeking.com, and seeking is S like Sam, E-E, K as in kitchen, I-N-G, affiliateseeking.com.
Yeah, I have to think, if you're just absolutely a raw beginner and you have absolutely minimal time and all you want to do is get the mechanics down and just sort of like get going, that might be a case where you would use ClickBank. But I think unless you're in that situation, I think it makes more sense to actually do a little research and get a better deal right out of the gate. Than what ClickBank offers. Because, for instance, and we may be wrong on this, but, if the cookie only lasts for a day, that's a really bad deal for the for the publisher or the affiliate. It just happens to be easy to use and easy to organize. But I don't know if this answers your question. You might have been asking something a little different. Is it Joe or Joseph?
You can just call me Joe.
Okay, Joe. I mean, are you trying to figure out what market to go into or which products to sell in
particular? Yeah, I'm kind of like a newbie in internet marketing. I'm going through your systems beginner course right now as we speak.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you know, here's the deal, and I think Ben can answer this as well, but I'll give a short answer. Is you want to go into a market that you're just interested in, you have a natural affinity for, and you also want to go into a market that pays. So the happiness is figuring out something that you actually are interested in that also converts in a marketplace kind of way. So, for instance, Ben. You know, Ben is genuinely interested in personal finance offers and the whole personal finance business and credit repair and just that whole world.
I'm interested in that myself.
Okay. And the reason it's important to be interested in it is because it's you know, you're going to spend a lot of time dwelling in the land of whatever it is market that you've decided to go into. And I think it's way better to say, hey, this is what I'm interested in. I'm going to put my flag in the ground, and this is what I'm going to work. Sometimes you'll hear, hey, you know, have 100. I will give you 100 websites, and each one of them will produce $5 a week, and that adds up to, you know. And forget that nonsense. This, you know, there's no business on earth that operates like that. You know, you got to pick a market, and say, I'm going to become good at this market. I'm going to start where I am, and every day I'm going to get better and better and better at it, more sophisticated at it, and the whole business. You know, from the way Ben works and affiliate marketing, CPA marketing, is you get really knowledgeable about the traffic sources and you get really good at converting those traffic sources profitably. Anyway, Ben, I gave my short answer that turned a little bit longer than I expected, but what's your answer to Joe's question?
I would piggyback on exactly what you said, because if you're interested in personal finance, it just makes everything easier. If you're going through and selecting keywords, you're going to be able to pick your keywords a whole lot better because you're interested in it. It's a lot easier to write copy for it because it's stuff that obviously, you know, it gets you excited, and perhaps you've had, you know, experiences that you can write about in your copy. And that's been kind of our key, is, or the key for me, is that I'm interested in it. It gets me excited, and it just makes the whole process a lot easier. You know, I've promoted stuff that I really could care less about. You know, for example, an antivirus program, and it made pretty good money, but it didn't get me excited whatsoever. So, you know, the financing and believe me, there's a million CPA offers. It's a good niche to be in, a little more on the competitive side for sure, but there's a lot of opportunity in this niche.
Great. So, yeah, it sounds like we're in agreement on that. Pick something you've got a natural interest in and just commit to. You're just going to get more and more knowledgeable about the whole industry, where the traffic comes from, what the offers are, how to convert them, and stick with it. You know, speaking of sticking with it, Ben, you know, we'll often hear on from other sources, oh, you know, you'll learn something and in a weekend you'll be out there making mega bucks. Let's do a little brief reality check on that, Ben. There's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is no. There's nobody on earth who can legitimately make you an internet marketing expert in you know, 2 days. However, if you treat it like a business and treat it like even a career, and that's one of the themes of our call that we had with Ben earlier. You know, this is very much like any career. You start at the beginning. And you pick a career that you think you're going to, you know, marketplace and a profession that you think you're going to enjoy, and then you commit to getting better and better at it. How long did it take you to make, realistically, you know, real world? And what did it take, too? Not how long did it take, but also what did you have to put in to get to the point where you are? And the point where Ben is, if you don't know his story, is, you know, he's left his payroll job long time ago, and his business is now generating over $1 million a year in commissions, and it's solid, and it continues to grow, and he continues to get better at it and generate more revenue. And I'm sure when we talk to him next year and certainly years out, that those numbers are going to be bigger. So that's the prize. That's the kind of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But what's the price? There's always a price. So what's the reality, and what did you have to do, and how long did it take? And
right. So from when I actually learned what affiliate marketing was, it took me a little bit over a year before I had exceeded my 9-to-5 attorney salary. And then and during that year, it was pretty much every single weekend we were working on websites, because I didn't know how to build a website at all. I don't even think I knew how to send an attachment on an email. So I was really starting from scratch and didn't know anything about marketing. I just knew I wanted to do something entrepreneurial. So, it was about a year, and then pretty much on the weekends, that was like a side job. And then before, I'd get up around 5 before work, and then I'd work, after work, late into the night. But it's because it was exciting, and it was, I picked affiliate marketing because I wanted to have my own business, but it was a nice low barrier to entry financially. I didn't have money to go off and, take 6 months off my job and start, I guess, a bricks and mortar business. It was, web hosting. I didn't buy really any material except for a $40 AdWords book from Perry Marshall and then, listen to your free stuff, Ken. And that was it. I mean, it was just the, $10 for web hosting and your time, really. That was why affiliate marketing is great. So does that pretty much answer it, or?
Hey, Joe. Okay, well, good. We're going to move on. I think that I like that answer. I thought it's very realistic. I know I worked essentially two jobs when I got into internet marketing. It had my regular business that had its challenges, and that would go from 9-to-5 or 8-to-6, and then I'd have dinner, and then I'd start my internet business. But like you said, if you pick the right area, and this is why we talk about this so much, is if you pick the right area, it doesn't feel like this onerous thing. It's like you're into it, you're excited, it's fun, you're making progress. And, yeah, you're not going out with the boys and drinking beer all night. You're not watching TV all day. And, you do miss some weekends and some fun stuff. But, now if we want to have fun, we can have fun whenever we want, So,
right.
It's like digging a well. There's nothing enjoyable about hand digging a well. However, there is something extremely enjoyable about having fresh water whenever you want it, day and night. Great. So we're going to go to someone whose name appears to be cell phone. Of course, that can't possibly be a real name, but the last four digits are 8778. So if you could just
say,
who's this?
This is Danelle.
This is who?
Danelle.
Danelle. Hey, Danelle. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
All right.
My question is, I'm a real newbie to affiliate marketing. I've been doing business that I market on eBay, selling physical products for a couple years, and I hope to be following in Ben's footsteps soon because I'm an attorney as well.
All right.
And I'm trying to leave my 9-to-5 or 9-to-8 job, as you know.
Right.
And I've got another attorney who is working with me. I'm a research attorney right now working for the court.
Okay.
I've been in private practice before I started my entrepreneurial efforts. So at this point, I'm working a 9-to-5, and another attorney there is also going to partner with me, and we're going to learn affiliate marketing to add to the physical product business that I'm doing. So tell me, give me a first three steps to do to really get started with affiliate marketing.
First, let me give you something really encouraging. If you can handle all the mechanics of, running ads on eBay and making them competitive and making them, writing them in such a way that people respond and then getting the products and the boxes and the
right.
boxes in the mail stream, I mean, a big part of the business in reality, all these businesses, is organization, being organized and being on top of things. So if you're doing that, that's like a really good sign that you're going to be you're going to be able to do the other.
Thanks.
Now I think Ben's got a better deal. I could be wrong, but I think I think sending
many times I think the same thing.
I think sending electrons to somebody, not having to pack a box, probably is better than packing boxes. But I'm not taking away from anybody that's selling physical products at all. But I just, you know, it's good that you're interested in this stuff, because I think you'll find the groundwork that you've laid by doing all this eBay work is going to yield you really nice return when you apply it to affiliate marketing. So I'll turn it over to Ben.
Okay, so you want the first three steps, right?
Yeah, just three is a nice number.
Nice number, okay. I guess as far as, you know, the practically speaking, do you have websites now, or a website at least that you can use for affiliate products?
I am working on getting one started. Right now my web, the domain name I own is pointed to my eBay store.
Okay.
So I don't have a website right now, but that should be up shortly.
Okay, because what I did to get started really was apply and get accounts with a lot of the affiliate networks.
Okay.
Or, unless you already know what you want to promote as an affiliate, I guess that would be one of the steps.
Okay, well, one of the ideas I had was to kind of make it synergistic with the products that I sell. Like, for instance, I sell some baby keepsake items, and I'm not going to sell a stroller. But I'm thinking, you know, that's kind of a higher-end ticket item that parents that buy my product are interested in, so I could market products that I'm not intending to sell, but that are, you know, people that are looking at my products might be interested then in piggybacking and looking at the affiliate market, the affiliate products. What do you think?
Oh yeah, that's excellent. I like that a lot, because you're already kind of generating your own leads, and they know who you are, and it's a real natural transition for
Sorry. Well, I'm just,
like, you've already,
you know, more of a relational person, and I kind of want to build piggy bank off, you know, relationship rather than, you know, just being a, you know, cold marketer, I guess.
Yeah. You know, we had a faculty member, and, oh, man, I'm drawing a blank on her name. And, Ben, you might have been at one of these events where she was one of our speakers when we were doing the big conference formats with, you know, 28 speakers, whatever, and I'm drawing a blank. But anyway, here's the principle of what she did, and I bet if you Googled around, you would probably be able to find her. She consciously used eBay as a lead generation mechanism, and I don't know if eBay still is. She was one of the original eBay users, by the way. I mean, she goes so far back that she used to be able to write emails to the CEO and give him ideas, and he'd actually respond.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking way back, but she knows eBay very well, and she's kept with it. And of course, eBay is always changing its rules, as everybody who eBay understands. But I think for a while, and she still may do this if eBay still allows it, she was taking she would package information and say, hey, you know, for instance, in the baby arena, you might say, you know, how to make sure you're getting the best value on a stroller. I don't know, something like that.
Right.
And she would make a report available, and she'd sell it on eBay for like 50 cents. And you might say, God, how are you going to make any money doing that? And the answer is you're not. However, it is the first step to making money, which is now you've got leads of people who you know are way more interested in baby gear than the average person, and you know where to reach them, and you know that they're spenders, they're online buyers.
Right.
So clearly a percentage of those people could be sold additional things to. So she was really conscious about using eBay to massively generate leads. And she had a whole course on it. And what's that?
Is it Sydney Johnston?
I have heard of Sydney, yeah.
I think that's Sydney? That's right. I think that's right. And I'm pretty sure that if you go to the System blog, and you go to the upper right-hand corner where it says faculty interviews, Sydney was a faculty member a couple years ago, and we may still have an interview with her up there. But yeah, she's a real deal. She's good at what she does, and you might as well leverage that experience you have with eBay.
Right. Okay. That's step one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of steps. A lot of sub-steps in there. I'm just teasing. All right, so you got that. You got that. What would step two? By the way, I have a three-step business formula that I'm going to share on this call that I just invented earlier this morning for somebody else. So everybody's going to get a bonus today. Anyway, go ahead.
Finding your affiliate offers to promote. So it sounds like you probably will find a lot of retail offers to match up with what you're already doing. Commission Junction has a lot of retail. The Google Affiliate Network has a lot of retail offers. I would start there. There are CPA offers too, and I guess the baby niche, like free diapers and that sort of thing, which are lead generators. And I would go back to that resource again, the affiliateseeking.com. And there's one network that does have a lot of baby related CPA offers that comes to mind. It's called Never Blue. I think it's just neverblue.com, but if you Google Neverblue Affiliate Network and just browse around, you can probably spend hours looking at the different CPA offers available. And then, just look at all the data on a particular network is right there for you. As they'll give you, the EPC, which is earnings per click, on average, if you send your visitors to a different offer, or you can predict, what you may make per click. That's one measurement to use. It's just a ton of information in there. And, of course, some of the smaller networks will give you an affiliate manager, and they're probably going to get real excited about what you're offering them, because you already kind of have a real good foundation and a list and good buying customers. So I would assume that they would get excited to hear about your source of traffic. A lot of the networks are kind of apprehensive about traffic sources, because unfortunately there's a lot of fraud that goes on with affiliate marketing. And if you're transparent, you explain to them what you're doing, where your traffic's coming from, they're a whole lot more receptive about giving you, kind of special deals or inside information, things of that nature.
Great. Okay. Thanks. All right.
Sure.
So for anybody that has a question, we have some time left, not a whole lot, but we've got some. Just if you have a question, press *6. And you'll appear in our question queue. And then we'll, just like we've been doing with the other callers, we'll get you online and we'll let you ask your question. So, Ben, I'm trying to figure out the timing on this. When did you first come across a system seminar?
So this was back, let's see here. I kind of learned about affiliate marketing in 2005. And I think it was, maybe the summer of 2005.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about right, summer of 2005. And then the first teleseminar I was on was with Perry Marshall and another guy. And he did, another teleseminar with you.
Perry?
Yeah, yep. And that was in the fall of 2005. And then the first interview I heard with you was with Lloyd Irvin.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was a kick-ass interview.
A coincidence, because we've done a lot of stuff with Lloyd in the last 6 months, you and I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he talked about going to a system seminar, and he didn't have a list, and he had a lot of friends who were like world champions, but were broke, and he didn't want to be one of those guys, I guess, and wanted to learn marketing. So he asked Perry, I think, he's like, well, I don't have anything to sell, should I just build a list anyways? And Perry's like, yeah, go collect some email addresses. So, his story just really inspired me. And then, I downloaded all this stuff and just kept listening to him. And during my commutes, I think there's an interview with Hallie Jacobson. You did an interview with a guy, it was really good. He, I think he sold a course on how to take the U.S. Postal exam or something like that?
Oh, yeah. My memory for names is shot. I can think of the syllables in his name, but I can't. Elsom Eldridge.
Okay, yeah. That's
Elsom Eldridge, yeah, who was a really great mail order marketer. And he wrote a book, which everybody can get and I actually recommend, called The Obvious Expert. And his theory in marketing, and it's absolutely correct and sound, is if you're going to sell something, invest a little bit of time and effort into establishing yourself as the obvious go-to guy or gal for that market. You know, if I'm buying baby stuff, you know, I should go, you know, here. You know, if I'm buying credit stuff, I should go to this guy. Why? Because he's the expert. If you lined up 20 people who are all selling the same basic thing, but one of the guys has somehow established himself as an expert by having a website and a blog and a book and teleseminars, that person's going to get the business because he stands out. Hey, I see a caller. This person is named unknown, so we don't have any clues. We don't even have a telephone number. But if you are one of the people that push *6, just say something.
Hello?
And hey, there you are. Could you just tell us your name?
Yeah, my name is Dennis. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Great. Well, go ahead with your question, please.
Yeah, I had a question about as far as different sites that you use to generate traffic. I know there's obviously Google, but I'm also wondering about, in particular, if you use banner ads on different sites to generate traffic.
Well, can I give a quick answer, and then Ben can give a live answer? If you go to thesystemblog.com and you go to the upper right where it says faculty interviews, Greg Davis and Mike Mindell and I did a pretty exhaustive interview discussion on sources of traffic other than Google. And Greg buys, you know, boatloads of traffic, as much as $50,000 in a day. And Mike, of course, is the co-founder of WordTracker, and everybody on earth who does internet marketing is talking to Mike, so he sees everything. So that's a really good call to get insight into other sources of traffic besides Google AdWords. Do you do banners at all, Ben?
A little bit, not nearly as heavy as Greg does. It's obviously where a lot of affiliates are going towards right now, and in fact, one of the guys I've been trying to introduce you to, Ken, real good friend of mine. He does all the, I guess he's the internet marketing manager and affiliate manager for a really, really big network. So he kind of manages all the leads that come in through the affiliate side. And they've got one offer right now for a $70 product that's generating, their affiliates are doing 4,000 sales a week from banner advertising.
Wow.
Personally, I've done a little bit of banner advertising with Media Traffic, MediaTraffic.com. We've had some good luck with them. I'm also signed up for Yahoo's display advertising, so I haven't experimented tremendously with them. Done a little bit of banner stuff with Google's image network. Had some luck, but yeah, that I would probably defer mostly to that call with Greg and Mike on that. But just in general, aside from Google, I always say this, but I start most of my campaigns in Yahoo. The clicks are a lot cheaper. They welcome affiliates. You get really good support, and the conversions are excellent. So, you know, aside from Google, Yahoo is a great place to start any affiliate offer.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Do you have a relationship? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Are you talking with a rep at Yahoo, or are you just using their self-serve platform?
I use the self-serve, but lately they've been really good about assigning reps to people with small budgets even. You know, for instance, I've got one account I'm helping manage, and they are only spending about $100 to $150 a day. And the account manager called me up, and she spent, you know, an hour and a half on the phone with me, knew already, you know, what we were doing and had lots of ideas and proposals. And their customer service is excellent.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hey, wow, we are just at the hour, coming up on the hour. I hope this call was useful and helpful and interesting and inspiring to everybody. Just to remind everyone listening, this coming April 9th through 11th, Ben and Greg Davis and Timothy Seward and the legendary Drayton Bird and Bob Bly and I and a whole bunch of other very smart internet marketers are all going to be together in Chicago. It's something we do every year. We call it the System Seminar. And you can go to thesystemblog.com and listen to interviews and conversations exactly like this with all of our faculty. You can learn a lot. We try to design every call so that it's got actual information that you can use, and I hope this call exemplified that. We thank you for tuning in, and I'm going to say goodbye to Ben, and I'm also going to give everybody a chance. We're going to open up the line, and if I can figure out how to do it, and can you see how to do this? And let everybody say goodbye. But first, let me say goodbye to Ben. Ben, thanks for taking an hour on a beautiful Saturday. Is the weather as good where you are as it is down here in the Hudson Valley?
It sure is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sunny. It's a balmy 42 degrees. It's awesome. And we're now going to let everybody say goodbye. Ben, but first, Ben, thanks.
Oh, yeah. It was my pleasure, Ken. Can't wait till the system.
Great. And I guess I'll just individually unmute everybody. We haven't figured that part of the system out. So if you want to just shout out and say thanks or bye or whatever, thanks to Ben. Everybody's getting unmuted now.
What's your free gift?
For everything.
Oh, the free gift? Oh, my bonus. Oh, my God. Yes. Wait, mute everybody again. Hang on. All right. Three phases to selling. And I'm going to elaborate on this some other time, but I'll give you them right now. The three steps to building a business. Ask them to. You just erased everybody, team. Are you sure? Okay. Ask them to try. Don't ask them to buy. Figure out a way that they can sample what you do for free. In other words, eliminate all the friction on the transaction and get them into your store, get them into your site, get them wherever. But get them inside. Okay. Don't, you know, charge some huge premium or make it really complicated for them to do business. So step one, ask them to try. Step two, make them happy. All right, they've tried your free sample or your free book or your free report. Make sure it's really a good thing and that you've delivered it well and that you follow up immediately. And these sound very simple, but they are actually very effective. And the third step is show them how they can do more. Okay, so ask them to try. Give them an opportunity to try what you're doing absolutely risk-free. Number two, deliver something really great with that risk-free trial. That's number two. And then as soon as they've got that great, free, wonderful bonus you're in, give them an opportunity to get more. All right. So that's kind of the formula we're using on these calls. This is risk-free. This is cost-free. The quality's pretty high. You're getting a lot of good information that you can use right away. And I'm telling you, If you're a qualified, right candidate for what we're doing, our system seminar in Chicago, April 9th through 11th, is the best gathering of serious internet marketers you're going to find anywhere. And we prove that year in and year out, and you can test it for yourself by going to thesystemblog.com and just listening to all the interviews and seeing what we have to offer. So now we're going to try to unmute everybody so everyone can say goodbye. And we just did it. So go ahead, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Dan,
thank you
so much.
You're the best.
All right.
Oh, we got a good one.
Cool. Thank you, everybody. We're gonna put the music back on and have a great weekend.
Yeah. Thanks again. Enjoy the snow, huh?
No snow. We're snow free right now. Briefly.
Is that right?
I was just driving here today. I thought, wow, the snow's all gone. Where'd it go? But I'm leaving for New Orleans tomorrow, and I'll be there through May. So I'm done with the snow for this year at least.
Is that right? Okay. Well, I hope the rain stays away in New Orleans then.
Well, it doesn't really come until May. That's why I leave town, because then it gets kind of hot and steamy there starting around May.
Speaking
but they've got pretty good weather right now through April. The weather is about as good as it gets. So I love the people down there.
Yeah, well, I've never been down there, but I've heard a lot of good things. So,
oh, it's. It's another world. It's another world.
Ken, can you hear me?
I can. Everybody's on. Everybody's on.
Oh, good. Well, I just want to say I really have appreciated. I've gotten your emails for, you know, several years now. This is Danelle again.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I asked the question earlier. And, you know, I felt so much like I was in Ben's shoes. I listened to the interview that you guys had earlier. I downloaded the thing that was attached to the email about this call.
Yep.
And I listened to the interview you had, and I felt so much like Ben, how I've been listening to free stuff and getting free stuff from you for a while. And I'm going to see you at one of your system seminars sometime, someday.
Great. That's the plan. That's the plan. Everybody learn stuff,
and,
money, and then come
and
back.
Really appreciate it. You're really the real deal, and I appreciate all that you do.
Well, thanks for saying so.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. It's fun for me. You know, earlier in the call, I said, do what you like to do. And, you know, in 1994, I thought this was the coolest thing on earth. And I luckily, I still feel that way all these years later. So this is just pure fun for me. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, and I'm going to sign off, and I hope you guys have the best of success at your next seminar, and I wish I could be there.
Well, just that's fine. We'll catch up with you someday.
That's right.
Just take advantage of all the calls, though. That's the main thing for now.
Will do.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put the music on, and I'm going to...
Still hanging around there, Ben.
Yeah, I'm going to take off. It's Saturday. But thanks for everybody who tuned in, and we'll do some more of these. By the way, now that we have some technology that makes it easy to manage all the calls and the questions, we'll try to get Greg on. I bet we could get Timothy Seward on. I know we could get Drayton on, and might even get Bob Bly on. So thanks everybody, and we'll catch up with you next time. Watch your email boxes for announcements of future calls.